Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to our extra point from the sidelines. Brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Bills going with their throwback AFL uniforms yesterday. And just notable that it's the last time they're wearing those inside this stadium. Because the next time they wear something different will be basically the last game of the year, the red helmets against the Jets. So that's it. So you got You got the home game against the Bengals, home game against the Eagles, and then a home game against the Jets. Bengals and Eagles, nothing that we know of as far as uniform combos or switches. Be blue and white in some capacity, regular helmets. And then you got the Jets, that game, that's going to be the red charging Red Buffaloes, the 90s throwbacks. So this was it. What do you like? You like the Standing Buffalo, the white ones, the yesterday's look?
I like the AFL throwbacks, yeah. Like that. I do. I think the Standing Red Buffalo is something different you don't get very much of. And I'm excited for the red helmets. I'm honestly looking forward most to that because I think I prefer the red helmets, just the look they have with the jersey and everything like that. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
I thought they looked really clean yesterday. And I was interested what the Bucks were going to wear yesterday, and they go with the dark. That would have been really cool if they wore their creamsicles. But
do they have the orange creamsicles?
They
now?
Do still. They wore still them. Do? They've worn them this year. Yeah.
Okay. I thought they went to the white ones. I didn't know if they like traded one for the other kind of a thing.
Oh, are you saying they have the creamsicles, but it's not? It's just the white creamsicles.
Yeah.
I thought they wore the orange ones. I think they still do, but yeah. I think they do. I think we've seen that this year, but I have to go back and look. Either way, the point is. That's your extra point from the sidelines. Good, clean look by the Bills yesterday for the final time ever inside this stadium wearing their AFL throwback uniforms. We'll see what they have going forward inside the new Highmark Stadium. All right, let's get to week number 11 in the National Football League. It started Thursday night. We talked about it, the Patriots against the Jets. Patriots win 27-14 to go 9-2. Since then, the Patriots have put Milton Williams on injured reserve. That is a notable loss on their defensive line, their best run defender, basically. They have the Bills and the Ravens in the four-game window in which he will have to miss with a high ankle sprain. Sunday started off with the Dolphins winning another game. Not only did they beat the Bills, then they go to Madrid, Spain to take care of the Washington Commanders in overtime. Riley Patterson, a 29-yard field goal in overtime to win it for the Dolphins over the Washington Commanders. Devon Achane, 120 yards rushing.
They went for it from their own like 2-yard line a couple times and got stuffed, especially in that last one, too.
Wait, say that again. What happened?
Miami was continually trying to go for it from their like right at knocking on the door to the end zone on fourth down.
Oh, not their own two. You said their own two.
Sorry.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
The knocking on the door to the end zone, and they just couldn't convert. They couldn't get in there. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
It was
well,
more like who was trying to lose the game more than win the game.
I didn't see it. I was as that game was winding down, we were doing a roundtable on the field, so I didn't see that. But Miami now improves to 4-7. The Commanders fall to 3-8. Very, very disappointing season right now. In Washington, also a disappointing season in Atlanta. How the heck did the Bills lose to the Atlanta Falcons? They're now 3-7 after the Carolina Panthers, the Bills beat them 30-27, also in overtime in this game. The Panthers only 45 yards rushing from Rico Dowdle. Bryce Young, however, how about this? 448 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. How'd the Bills not just take care of the Falcons, man. It's crazy to think about, right?
There's a little bit of news out of that game.
Okay.
Adam Schefter, Michael Penix, suffered a potential season-ending knee injury.
Whoa.
So that's what Adam Schefter
And Drake
reported.
London has a PSL sprain.
Yep.
PCL sprain.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, he's going to miss at least a week. Bijan Robinson, 104 yards. Penix, 175. So that means Kirk Cousins will take over. That sucks for Michael Penix, for sure. All right, the Jags, man, all over the Chargers. The Chargers, they just aren't this team that everybody always thinks they're going to be, but they could still play well. They can still win games. I know they're out. They're without offensive linemen. They're two tackles. But, man, you can't go to Jacksonville and lose to that Jaguars team 35-6. Just goes to show you in the NFL, man. Trevor Lawrence, only 153 yards passing, a touchdown and an interception. Justin Herbert, 81 yards passing. Oh, Trey Lance came in. Did Justin Herbert get hurt? Oh, is that because of the end of the game? Maybe they just took him out?
It might have been. Okay. I didn't see anything about Herbert getting injured.
Justin Herbert, have you seen his numbers? 10 of 18 for 81 yards and an interception against the Jags.
That is absolutely gross.
I had Herbert on fantasy playing, and on my bench I had Bryce Young. So
wow,
I had the 450-yard day.
No one
Young,
can really blame you for that, though.
That's the logical 100%.
Play. And you can't blame yourself for
just,
that.
Sometimes you get stuffed in that
100%.
Stuff.
Oh
that
my
was
gosh.
A frustrating. Afternoon.
Justin Herbert was also, by the way, the Chargers' leading rusher with 21 yards.
That screams offensive line in shambles.
Yeah,
me.
For sure.
Yes.
How about the Bears? They they're finding ways to win. You look at the Bears this year; they're 7-3. They're winning close games. They're starting to put it together, and they beat a good Vikings team on the road in Minnesota. Caleb Williams, 193 yards, efficient. Not great day. JJ McCarthy. 150 yards, but a pair of touchdowns, so a couple of turnovers there. The Bears get 90 yards on the ground from DeAndre Swift. Justin Jefferson, 5-61, but held out of the end zone, and only 17 points for the Vikings, who fall to 4-6 now. The Bears at 7-3 and taking a charge in that NFC North because they're a half game ahead of the Green Bay Packers, who are 6-3-1, who beat the New York Giants their first game without Brian Daboll after being fired last week. The Packers, 174 yards passing and 2 touchdowns from Jordan Love. Or here's another one for you. Why did Malik Willis play in this game? Somebody want to tell me that one?
Jordan
I'm looking
Love,
at the numbers.
He did go down earlier in the game. He left the game with an injury earlier.
And then he came back?
And then came back.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs left and did not come
This is
back.
What happens when I am so dialed in with the Bills and everything going on. I have no idea that these things happen. I see the stats. I'm like, wait a minute. Why did Malik Willis go 2-for-2 for 6 yards?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did, though. He went 2-for-2. And a touchdown. He threw a touchdown. Malik Willis. For the New York Giants, it was Jameis Winston letting it rip. Not really. 19-29, 201 yards and 1 interception. Owen Parker, do you know who the leading receiver was for the New York Giants in this game?
Oh. Theo Johnson.
Isaiah Hodgins.
Oh, wow. I should have got that.
Hodgins.
I should have got there.
Was the leading receiver, that's right, of Buffalo Bills preseason lore, Isaiah Hodgins.
He was awesome.
I liked Isaiah Hodgins a lot, but he never did enough to be right. The guy like a Tyrell Shavers.
Exactly.
It's the same spot.
Same thing. You just
right?
never
that's right. That's right.
quite took off the way Shavers
And then he was
has.
Released. Now he's back with them, by
right,
the way, right?
Right.
Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to have to find out what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and his possible broken wrist.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
His left wrist. They win 34-12. Rodgers, 9 of 15, 116 yards. Mason Rudolph comes in, 12 of 16, 127 yards. So between the two of them, pretty nice day passing. And then running the football, Jalen Warren with 62 yards, 6.2 yards a carry on 10 carries. Chase Brown goes for 99 for the Bengals, but it's not enough because Joe Flacco throws for less than 200 yards, throws a touchdown, but also an interception. And of course, a big story out of this game is the fight. Alleged spitting incident, Jamar Chase, Jalen Ramsey. I don't know. I hate even getting into that stuff and saying what happened, what didn't happen, because I see some video and I'm like, I think he did. I don't know. He says he didn't. It's just it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Very bad. And then they got into it pretty good after that.
They had a couple of different times, right? I believe that they went at it. 34-12, the Steelers win. They're 6-4 and trying to stay ahead of the Ravens in the North, but they're definitely ahead of the Bengals now, who fall to 3-7. Speaking of the Ravens, they did win after a tough go of it. They were down 10 to the Cleveland Browns, but they come back 23-16 in this game. Lamar throws for 193. Two interceptions. Derrick Henry does have 103 yards and a touchdown. For the Cleveland Browns, Shedeur Sanders comes in. He goes 4 of 16 for 47 yards in relief of Dylan Gabriel. And the story is, this is the first time, even in preseason and in training camp, this is the first time Shedeur Sanders takes reps with the number one offense. How is that possible? How is it possible?
Yeah, that's
I just get the feeling that the owner wanted to draft him and the coach wanted no part of him. That's just my thought, or the GM.
Even on draft day,
right?
When they showed the room.
Yes,
and they were
exactly
just flat, completely flat.
It's all just like, oh.
They're like, he's like,
wasted,
you got to draft
this resource
100%.
That we had.
Yeah, 100%.
Now they're all, you know.
And then they traded Pickett, right? And like,
yep.
And now we'll see. Maybe the Bills get Sanders when they play each other. Quinshon Judkins with 59 yards rushing. The Browns fall to 2-8. The Ravens move to 5-5 now. If you look at this Ravens schedule, they have opportunity, and they're only a game behind the Steelers. Is that game next week? Do they play each other? Ooh, I have to take a look at that right now. But, let me just see real quick. Ravens, Steelers.
It'd be Bills, Steelers next week, technically, right?
Ravens, where do they? No, they have the Jets, then the Bengals, then the Steelers.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So the Ravens have an opportunity here to really win some
they're,
games.
They're in good shape. I mean, that game yesterday was grotesque, and they found a way to get there. But
yeah, for sure.
Jackson did not look great in
the
game by any means.
But you got to think, he's not going to probably play that again. So, and they won that game. So,
yeah,
you know, they might be gone in a way here, and that
That you guys, interesting. You have a thought on who's better for the Texans offense, Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud? Now, Mills, they didn't put up a lot of points, but he threw 41 times yesterday for 274 yards.
Yeah.
I mean.
And did you see Brissett picked up the all-time completions record in a game? Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Wait, which game was this?
Hold on.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. I'll get to that one in a second. I did not see that. Hold
Sorry,
on.
I didn't mean That's to skip okay. ahead. I just, I did that not reminded see that. Me.
I'll get to that in a second, but Cam Ward. Had 194 yards and a touchdown for the Titans, and he was their leading rusher with 33 yards, which shows they couldn't do anything against the Texans defense. And I bring this up because the Bills are going to have a very tough go against the Texans defense.
Yeah,
this is going to be it might be a lower scoring game. I'd be very impressed if the Bills could really, you know, put some numbers up on the Texans defense. Number one in DVOA, number one in, you know, overall defense yards allowed. And Nico Collins, who really hurt the Bills last year with that long touchdown, 9 catches, 92 yards and a touchdown. That's a guy the Bills are going to have to watch out for. Not a great run team, the Texans, but they can do some things on the ground. But I think Davis Mills might be an engine for them that can really get that passing game going. C.J. Stroud can have very good games, but he's also been a lot more downs even than you think right now than ups. And here's your Cardinals stat. Jacoby Brissett, 47 of 57. I did not know this, Owen. 452 yards and 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Wow.
Crazy.
Yes.
Jacoby Brissett. That is.
And, wonder how many fantasy managers benefited from Jacoby Brissett.
Well, Josh, I think, had 47 points yesterday in fantasy or something like that, right?
Yeah,
something
like that. Yeah. 46 and a half, something like that.
22 points for the Cardinals. They lose 41-22 to the San Francisco 49ers. Christian McCaffrey, a pair of touchdowns, 81 yards on the ground. Also 40 yards on 5 catches and a touchdown through the air. So he scores 3 touchdowns. And the 49ers move to 7-4. Cardinals fall to 3-7. 49ers at 7-4 now are a half game ahead of the Seahawks, and a full game and a half behind the LA Rams. It's still a very tight NFC West, but the Rams did themselves a big favor yesterday with a win over the Seahawks, 21-19. In this game, Sam Darnold intercepted 4 times, 279 yards passing, no touchdowns, 4 times. Jackson Smith and Jigba made a great catch on the sideline, didn't score, 9 catches, 105 yards in this one. And the Rams, though, get a typical day and even less from Matt Stafford, even though his numbers are very good. I mean, he's been sensational this year. 130 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Kyron Williams, 91 yards rushing and a touchdown for the Rams at 8-2. All right, and then big one yesterday afternoon. How about the Broncos beating the Chiefs 22-19 on the strength of Bo Nix, 295 yards passing, did not turn the ball over, no touchdown passes, and holding Patrick Mahomes, 276 yards passing, a touchdown and an interception. And the run game for the Broncos wasn't even that special, but they were able to stop the Chiefs' run game, 59 yards from Kareem Hunt on the ground. Okay, Max says to me while watching the game yesterday, we went out after the Bills game at a restaurant, he goes, we're watching the game, and he goes, don't we want the Chiefs? And I'm like, that's a good question, son. You know what? Here's where I fall on this. I totally get it if you want the Chiefs because you say the Bills got to chase the Broncos. I still say keep the Chiefs down as far as possible. Maybe they miss the playoffs. I think the answer here, though, guys, is it didn't matter who won yesterday. You want them to split their 2 games. I think that's the answer. It doesn't matter who won the first game, but you want them to split because they do play again in Week 17. That's what I think.
I agree. I would say if you're going to have one of them, if you have to pick between two evils, I would say make them split 100%.
Yeah, so we'll see where it goes now. But take a look at the AFC West. After the Chargers and the Chiefs both lose, Denver now has a 9-2 record and a full 2-game lead on the Chargers and a full 3.5-game lead on the Chiefs. 4 wins and head-to-head, by the way. Holy crap. Denver taking charge. They are now the number one seed in the AFC. Late last night, Sunday Night Football. Did you see the pass interference call?
Yeah, that was
terrible.
That was horrible.
Terrible.
Horrendous.
Terrible call on the Lions. Now, I'm not saying they would have won the game, but they were getting the ball back on a 3rd down stop.
Right. You got
down
think.
7. Pass interference. Terrible call. Gives the Eagles a 1st down. They win the game 16-9. The Eagles are very much kind of like the Bills in this regard this year, where fans talk about what is wrong with the offense. They do have a very good defense, by the way. They've only allowed 16 total points over the last 2 weeks, including against a very good Detroit offense. But they're kind of feast or famine on offense at times. Look at their game, 17-17 in 2 straight weeks, then 28-38, and then 10-16. But they've won the last 4 games, and they're fully in charge of the NFC East right now, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. They have an 8-2 record tonight. It is the Cowboys at the Raiders. 3-5-1 Cowboys, 2-7 Raiders. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.